She's the queen of digestion. Smiley Logs, we'll explain that later, and recently appeared on Pete Evans' Channel 7 hit, The Paleo Way. Very excited to be joined by Maria Hunt. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Hayley. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, speaking of the Smiley Logs, you had me in absolute hysterics talking to Pete Evans on the show. I just thought straight away, I went straight out and bought my coconuts and the kefir, and I was like, I need to do this.
Everyone needs a healthy bum, Hayley.
I know. How fun was it talking to Pete?
Oh, great. Yeah, we've done a few interviews and lectures together, so it's great fun.
Yeah, and I guess, okay, let's talk digestion, because you are the queen of digestion. So I want everyone to know how important it is to have a healthy digestion system, because it is the forefront of everything, isn't it?
Everything revolves around the digestion, Hayley. And everyone will talk about all the best foods to eat and everything like that, but my main area is not so much what you eat, that is important, but it's what you're actually absorbing. Yep. And to me, in the surgery that I work with alongside a doctor, so many people are coming in malabsorbing. So best diet, best vitamins and minerals, but it's not getting through. So the average gut will absorb, say, between 10 to 20%. And if if you've got any health imbalances, it might be only 5 to 10%.
Really?
So again, you can go out and buy all of the best vitamins, minerals, organic foods. This is what I did for years. I spent $500 a week on so many supplements, etc. But I was malabsorbing, so it wasn't getting through. And keep in mind what's really super important here: anything that you are malabsorbing potentially can become extremely toxic to your system.
Oh, really? So even if you're putting good food, good healthy food in your body, but you're not absorbing it properly, it can actually be toxic?
Yes, it can become toxic because it sits there and becomes putrid, putrefies there, and that breeds bad bacteria, yeast infections, etc. So you want to make damn sure that your gut is working at optimum level.
So, I mean, okay, so what's the first thing we can do, or some really simple ways we can do to turn that around and have a good digestion system?
Okay, one of the main things that straight away is food combining. Mm-hmm. See, when we put, say, steak and potatoes together, that then causes so much inflammation in your system. So if you come back and take the inflammation, the load off the gut, it makes it easier, number one, to break down the food.
Oh, really?
So then, and that's where we do a lot with body ecology of taking the pressure off our gut. So our stomach and digestive tract is so important that then it alleviates the toxins and the inflammation. Because two main areas we deal with is inflammation and oxidative stress. They're the basis of so many health imbalances. And that comes back to getting the gut working at optimum level to reduce inflammation.
So you're talking about food combination. So some, you can have two good foods, but you put them together and they're not good?
Yeah, like a protein and starch, steak and potatoes. I mean, so many people after that can experience bloating, gassiness, dehydrated or really tired. Because, look, years ago our ancestors, they had iron stomachs. But now we've had antibiotics, pasteurisation, constant stress. It's all damaging our ecosystem. So we need to, and when it damages it, we become undernourished and overstressed. And that's what our world is becoming now. So we've got to take the pressure off, okay, and look at the food combining.
Okay, so what, just off the top of your head, what are a few good combinations that we should be aiming for then?
Well, here's the first one is if you put, say, your quinoa with a non-starchy vegetable, that's fantastic. But put that quinoa with a meat, it's making it harder to digest.
Oh, really?
And also another good one, which this is a faux pas. So many people come to see me. Mm-hmm. They'll have beautiful fruits, but they'll actually put it with their quinoa. Okay, so they're putting it with the protein.
Yeah.
All fruits from what we come from, we eat that on an empty stomach because fruits break down. They're a simple sugar in about 30 minutes. So if we put that with another food that can take an hour and a half, we get what we call a traffic jam. And it sits there and goes rancid and putrid. And then we get, we're farting and we've got gas and we've got everything going because we put a simple sugar with that protein. So have your fruits. and have your protein, that's fine, but just separate it off. I like to have my fruits either, you know, 30 minutes before a meal or an hour after a meal.
That's really, really good advice, because like you said,
if you want weight loss, that's a fantastic way.
Yeah, so separate your fruits and your proteins.
Yeah, and the same with the food combining. Avoid putting the protein and the starch together, like meat and potatoes. Have your meat, have your protein, but have it with a non-starchy veggie. Have your quinoa, et cetera, with a non-starchy veggie and all your good fat. All of that's fine, but avoid, putting the quinoa with the protein, as in the meats and the chicken, beef, lamb, et cetera.
Yeah, that's incredible. And let's talk about fermented vegetables, because I know you're a big fan of them.
Love it.
And so is Pete Evans as well. He loves them. So how do we eat them, though? Because a lot of people, because I actually went out and bought a jar of sauerkraut the other day and I love it, but I was like, how do I actually eat it? Like, how do I eat it?
How do you eat it? First of all, go low and slow with introducing any fermented products, because its potential is to cleanse your system. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the optimum level is to have a half a cup with each meal.
Okay,
of cultured veggies. Mm-hmm. Now, but start off, just say, like, do a tablespoon and then just gently build it up, because it's going to go in and cleanse your system.
Yeah.
So start slowly with that, and you can have cultured vegetables when we get back to food combining with any meal.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay, because it helps break down the food and extract out the vitamins and minerals. But most of all, with the fermented foods, our cultured veggies or kefir, then that can go in and it forms colonies within the digestive tract. That's what we're after. That's the key to fermented foods, is not only does it extract out the vitamins and minerals and potentially eliminate any pathogen, but it forms the communities. And they have their own way of communicating to each other, this microbiota, within the communities, and it's quorum sensing. I love it. It's fascinating, Hayley, and they're all chatting to each other. And if you're short of calcium, instead of taking it from the bone, let's take it from this food. And or they'll defend against invaders like Lock and Lock. And they're wonderful for our immune system.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. And that's the biggest thing, is increasing your immune system, isn't it, with all this. Now, I also want to talk about the fermented liquid. So, I mean, when you were featured on the Paleo Way, you were talking about your
kefir. Young coconut kefir.
Yes, and I tried it and I love it.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Can you have that all the time, every day?
Okay, here's life. Everything's in moderation.
Yes.
Okay. It's, you just want to keep everything in balance. Mm-hmm. And at first, what happens is when we're depleted, we get these, you want more and more of it, because it actually goes in there and it's alkalining you, it's cleaning out your system. Mm-hmm. But most of all, for that young coconut kefir, what I love so much for myself and clients, it has the potential to eliminate cravings in the first 3 to 5 days. So if you're wanting to lose weight by introducing, say, a half a cup 3 times a day with your food or in your smoothie, that then can eliminate those cravings. So many people are wanting to lose weight and they've got these cravings taking over, and they think, oh, well, I've got no lack of, discipline here. But what's happening, they're run by the bad bacteria in their system.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that, because I didn't have any cravings when I started to have my kefir. I didn't have the cravings at all and I felt good. I had good energy.
You get a healthy bum out of that, because it's putting the good bacteria in there to kick in peristalsis for the bowel and eliminate, we need a minimum of 2 good logs every day.
Okay, we're getting...
people are having half a log every 3-4 days.
I know, that's terrible. All right, we're at that end, Maria, where we are talking
end.
About...
I love that end.
Where we are talking about those logs. So you're talking about people should be, having 3 smiley logs a day? Is that what you're saying?
Look, aim for 2. Aim for
okay.
1.
Okay.
Aim for 1 that's well-formed, It's like a log with, like a banana with smiley ends coming up. Okay. We don't want any food particles in there present, and it's like a walnut colour with minimal smell. I grew up with 9 boys. So this business of they go to the loo and go, oh, don't go in there for a few hours, that's not on. You want to be able to just eliminate minimal smell, and then you know that you're not having food sitting there going rancid and putrid.
Yes, that's right. And I think you put it really simply, if you're not eliminating, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in big, deep trouble.
Let's put an end to the end. Let's end it there. Thank you so much, Maria, for your chat. It's been great.
Great to catch up, Hayley. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.